first, there are the short-term challenges that are associated with things like crisis situations, conflict, weather events. There are longer-term challenges that are associated with a declining quantity and quality of natural resources that we use to produce food and other agricultural commodities. The climate change challenge, which is also a long-term challenge, but also short-term in the sense that it produces climatic changes in the short run. We're also looking at an urbanizing world population. We're going to have to feed 9.3 billion people in 2050. And most of these people will be clearly living in urban areas. So with a declining quality and quantity of the resource base, productivity and our ability to produce food in sustainable manners will be a great challenge for the global society. So there is quite a bit of scope for dealing now with the problems that we will be facing in the long term. We also have a fundamental challenge to make sure that in our lifetime, nobody is underfed, that we deal with 860 million people that we estimate at this point to be hungry. That's a fundamental Millennium Development Goal, but we have to make sure that hunger is eradicated.
What are the world's hunger hotspots right now?
Most of the world's hunger hotspots are in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. You know, a hotspot is usually associated with a crisis, and the 860 million people that we're talking about are chronically hungry. The situation, of course, conflict countries and countries that are prone to natural and human-made disasters adds to the picture of chronic hunger. And so countries that have fragile environment in terms of natural resources, like hit by droughts, etc., are also very vulnerable to increasing food insecurity. At the same time, there are countries with abundant natural resources because of institutional and political situations are not able to break the barrier of hunger and put themselves on a road to development.
Can these poor and developing countries make immediate or short-term advances towards food security?
Absolutely. In the past, we've had substantial progress made in poor countries making food security a fundamental pillar of their development strategy. And those countries have done extremely well. Look, for instance, at Ghana. Ghana has made huge inroads in reducing food insecurity and hunger, even the fact that it's a poor country. Latin America has a lot of examples to show of countries making inroads in hunger reduction because they made it a commitment to reduce hunger and they took the appropriate measures of doing it. It's a little bit of a paradox because we live in a world that has the means to eradicate hunger, but because of lack of the commitment to eradicate hunger hampers our efforts.
Is Latin America an example to follow in the fight against hunger?
Overall, I think it has a lot of lessons that we can learn in terms of how making hunger a top priority really contributes to its reduction. So, for instance, the program in Latin America, which is called the Hunger-Free Latin America and Caribbean, is the manifestation of this political commitment to eradicate hunger. And that's very important in the fight against hunger, to make the commitment and do what it takes to do a fast reduction in food insecurity. I want to repeat again that the world produces enough food and it has resources to produce more. Wealth has increased dramatically. And so it's a little bit of a historical paradox that we have so many people that are undernourished in this world.